back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here are a couple of weird ones. A little dessert after maybe too much history, too much heavy discussion. Here's a little dessert that are sort of absurd. I'll give you one of them. Trump yesterday posed a question in a tweet. Except he doesn't get to tweet, but he has some other way of getting his message out. But he publicly asked the question, who killed Ashley Babbitt? Who killed Ashley Babbitt? What do you mean, who killed Ashley Babbitt? Ashley Babbitt was one of the insurrectionists, woman, and broke through, about to get into the chamber, and some of the congressmen were still there, and Mike Pence had not yet been taken to a secure location. There was a gallows erected on the Capitol grounds, and they were all chanting, hang Mike Pence. If they'd seen Mike Pence, they would have grabbed him and hanged him or beaten him to death. Because Trump said, if Mike Pence does the right thing in his speech to gin them up, everything's fine. And if he doesn't, oh, well, is like, you know what to do. So finally, an officer fired. Now, the right wing keeps asking who killed him. They want to publish the name of the officer so he can get death threats, so he can be intimidated, so that security does not do as good a job next time. And they ain't getting the name. But here is the astonishing aspect of this. A report came out, it says yet unconfirmed, but it has also not been denied, that the agent who shot at Ashley Babbitt to protect Mike Pence was not a Capitol Police officer, was a member of the Secret Service in Mike Pence's security detail. In Mike Pence's security detail. So the answer to who killed Ashley Babbitt, Mike Pence killed Ashley Babbitt, or at least Mike Pence's security detail. And why shouldn't they? You know, it's one thing, all right, these cops are beaten up. They considered using their weapons, but they were afraid to be taken away and they'd be shot. But when you guard the president of the United States or the vice president or the speaker of the House or the minority leader of the House, you have to stop their being killed. That's pretty elementary. That officer's conduct was reviewed and it was absolutely justified. And I believe it's justified. And I'm tired of these attacks on the police. But also, what Trump is doing is going to gin up even more hatred against Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence is going around the country campaigning. He has a very, very tough sled ahead of him. He's campaigning in front of crowds, some of whom would shout, hang him, hang Mike Pence. So he sucks up to Trump in a way, says, I was proud to have served with him. What, you're proud to serve with a guy whose people said, hang Mike Pence, and who called you out and said, who killed Ashley Babbitt, knowing there'd been a story around that you killed Ashley Babbitt or your security did. But he sucks anyway. He says, you know, did a lot of good things, just, you know, didn't agree that I could not certify the election. I don't think he's going anywhere, but who knows? In a primary with him and DeSantis of Florida and Donald Trump, I don't know what's going to happen. I think there's a little bit of Trump. He would turn on anybody to benefit himself. If he thinks that Mike Pence is looking strong or possibly could beat DeSantis in a primary and Trump wants to get into it, why not link Mike Pence to the killing of Ashley Babbitt? Mike Pence had nothing to do with it personally. He was trying to get out of there. He was going to be murdered. He was going to be hanged. They had a gallows on the grounds of the Capitol. And they were yelling, hang Mike Pence. And oh, Nancy, they would have beaten her to death, hanged him, if security hadn't done their job. But by the sly question of who killed Ashley Babbitt, and some people say, no, it wasn't Mike Pence's security detail. It was a Capitol Police. So, okay, whoever it was, although there is some indication it may have been Pence's security detail, but even if it wasn't, we're not going to give that name out and have that guy and his family get death threats. Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, is getting death threats simply because he said, I'm not going to forge 7,800 ballots. this guy would be killed. For Trump to pose that publicly, and a lot of the farthest right-wing people are posing it publicly, the Tucker Carlsons and the rest, that's beyond disgusting. That is fingering an officer doing his job. That's fingering an officer doing his job. That's what Trump just did. And frankly, if it turns out it was Mike Pence's security detail, it's fingering Mike Pence so that when he runs again in 2024, which it looks like he may do, he's going to have people shouting, hang him again. And this is all Donald Trump. Unbelievable. While his chief financial officer is led away in handcuffs and has his passport taken and is charged with second degree grand larceny. And his lawyer spent time in prison. And what? He's the only guy that doesn't get plugged? I mean, come on. Come on. Another very weird story about Kevin McCarthy. And I wondered about this when I first heard it. A couple of months ago, it came out that Kevin McCarthy slept at the home of a pollster named Frank Luntz, very wealthy guy, a pollster who has a very fancy house in Georgetown. And McCarthy stays at that house. Luntz lives there by himself. And McCarthy stays there. And when they caught him on it, because it's illegal to let a congressman stay in your house, you know, for free without his declaring it as income. And McCarthy said, I pay rent. I rent a bedroom from Frank Luntz. This is the majority. This is a minority leader of the House. I mean, this guy, if he wants to find an apartment in Washington, can find an apartment in Washington. Anyway, the other day, they asked him again, are you still, why did you move into Frank Luntz, in with Frank Luntz? And this time he said, he forgot what he said before. And he said, well, Frank Luntz had a stroke and I wanted to make sure he was cared for. So I wanted to move in there and help care for him. That's what he said. And they said, well, a couple of months ago, you said you were renting a room for him. And he said, and McCarthy said, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I rent a room. How much are you paying? None of your business and all this. Then it turns out that Frank Luntz had a stroke, a minor stroke in January of 2020. McCarthy moved in January of 2021, a year later. Frank Luntz doesn't need care, gets around just fine. Doesn't need McCarthy, said that he wanted to make sure he took his daily walks. And the other thing is Frank Luntz is very wealthy and has a beautiful house in Georgetown. And if Frank Luntz needed any care, he'd hire a professional caregiver. The minority leader of the Congress wouldn't be there to help care for him. This is very strange. And what bothers me is, first of all, Luntz does polling. He does polling for the Republican Party. He does polling for McCarthy. And I don't now trust, I think there's a conflict of interest in his polls, number one. Number two, Frank Luntz doesn't need care. And number three, if Frank Luntz does need care, there's a lot of people with a lot less money than Frank Luntz who know how to get professional care. McCarthy's got to come clean about what the heck's going on here. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Stand by for some great programming. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, my friend Earl Ingram. And Saturday, a lot of great programming, but signature programming outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Have a great 4th of July. Long weekend. Be back next week. Same time, same place. Yeah, we'll have that.